I'm dabbled.
Are we on?
Okay. Good evening. Will you join me in a flag salute, please?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards of the municipal building and faxed to the Hunter County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunter Review, and the Star Ledger. Can I have a roll call, please?
Here. Councilmember
Kachanowski? Here.
Councilmember
White? Here.
Councilmember Tiernan?
Present.
Here. So I think the first item is to swear in an elected official. Madam Clerk.
Yes. Oh. Well, first we have to nominate council president.
No.
I'm sorry, the mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
confusing. It is. She skipped the molds.
Yeah. And that's easy, too.
He's all dressed up in the photo op.
Oh, you got it.
We should have. We skipped it a roll.
Good, how are you?
Susanna Legay, old friend of many years, and she's kindly agreed to swear in, which I much appreciate. You all hold the Bible.
Okay, there.
Let's get a picture.
Where do you want me?
Don't worry, we're blocked.
There we go.
That's true. We're very
blocked.
Look,
we're
out. 3 years
of it. You could put Obama.
This is what, like, wouldn't it?
You guys have to smile, too.
I, John Higgins,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
On all the duties
of mayor,
of mayor,
according to the best of my ability,
according to the best of my ability,
for help.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
The next duty is to ask for a nomination for council president.
Well, I have had the privilege to serve as council president the last few years, and it's a good time, I think, to take a break. So I would like to nominate Councilman Dan McTiernan to serve as council president.
I'll second it, too.
So I don't have to call for more nominations. Can I do this with a voice on? You're stuck. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed or abstaining? Good.
Is this good or a penalty?
Congratulations.
I was waiting to see you do this.
I think it's working.
Yes.
I, Dan McTiernan. Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of council president.
All the duties of council president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Okay, first item up is the resolution 0118, and that's appointing professionals which are appointed by the mayor with the advice and consent of council or the appointments of the mayor. I'll do the appointments of the mayor first. Finance Committee, Brian Millay, Tom Kochanowski. Personnel Committee is John Higgins and Jesse Landon. Board of Adjustment, Cheryl Lewis, seat 6, 4-year term. Tom McCaffrey, seat 7, another 4-year term. Bill Glazer, a new addition to the board, as alternate 2, a 2-year term. We're sucking him in gradually. The Environmental Commission, Jennifer Horsey Reed, seat 1 for a 3-year term. Kevin Semay has kindly agreed to stay on as seat 2, which is the Planning Board rep to EC. The Historic Preservation Commission, we have a little change here. Neil Simonelli is taking seat 4, which is a 4-year term. Ted Bozzi chose at the last minute to sort of stay an alternate 1 for a 2-year term. And then Planning Board, John Higgins, seat 1, class 1. That's a sort of a pro forma appointment. It's a part of the MLUL. Rich Scheich is seat 2, class 2 for a 1-year term. Rich has also kindly agreed to stay on as the class 2 person. In his case, he's also on the Historic Commission, which makes him a class 2. And Dave Pfeffer, for an additional 2-year term, is alternate 2. Now, the appointments, presumably which will be approved by Township Council, class 3 council for the Planning Board, Dan McTiernan. That's a 1-year term expiring at the end of 18. This is appointments of mayor with advice and consent of the council. The Open Space Advisory Committee, Rich Shaw, will be the new chairperson, citizen, seat 1, 2-year term expiring in 19. John Slatica chose to re-up as for another 2-year term, citizen, seat 2. Les Geese is remaining for another term, alternate 1, which is a 1-year term. Rec Advisory Committee, Donna Hogravy, remains on seat 4 for a new 3-year term. Scott Cahill is a new addition to the committee. He's got a young daughter, so we're getting some younger people on rec, which is a good thing. He's in seat 2 for 1-year unexpired term. And Clinton Township Sewer Authority, I've not heard back from them, so we'll delay that. That term goes until February 1st, actually January 31st. So I'll confirm that with their chair, and we'll be back on a future meeting. Any comments?
None. Do we need to make separate
motions
for the resolution and then for the appointments? So if that's the case, I will move with no changes resolution number 01-18, appointing professionals.
I'll second it.
All those in favor, or is that a roll call?
That's money.
No, Councilwoman Slater?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Roy?
Yes.
Council President
yes.
Mayor.
Yes. So on to personnel appointments. That's Let me get this in order again.
I'll move the appointments to be approved by the Township Council.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.
Then I will move the appointments of the mayor with advice and consent of the Township Council.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? All right, we're down to personnel appointments. Zoning officer, Tom Sylvia, health benefits coordinator, Debbie, whose last name I can never pronounce properly.
Tom and Johnny.
Thank you. Recycling coordinators, Tom Sylvia, Jay Mixel. Public agency compliance officer, Jess picks that up. And the public defender is Scott Mitzner. And the board and commission liaisons, I want to thank everybody on council for being so, making it so easy to, you know, kind of shuffle things around so people get a different variety of experiences. Dan is going to stay on with the Clinton Township Local Board of Ed. Amy's going to stay with North Clinton High School. Tom is going to remain with EC. Amy's going to move to Historic Preservation. It does this every now and again. Poltergeist.
I'll stay right here.
Right. Don't move.
Open space. It's a little worse than usual. See if I'm...
Turn them on.
Here we go.
All right.
Can I move?
Apparently.
All right.
I'm staying on open space. Tom Kochanowski's moving to rec. Tom's got lots of experience in that part of the world as a former Little League commissioner. Brian is staying with the Sewer Authority, and Dan McTiernan is staying with the Cable Advisory Committee. So do we need a motion? Or
no, that's it.
That's it? Okay.
Can we vote on them?
Nope. It's not leaving any openings here. Okay, we're up to the consent agenda, which are routine actions, which may be voted upon all at once. Does anybody have any comments or concerns about any of the consent items?
Yeah, do it.
Schedule?
Oh,
yeah, can we reach date February 14th?
The time is changing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
6:30.
What?
Oh. Well, let's discuss.
I guess that's not a good
I mean, I don't have a day job, so 6:30 is fine. How does council feel about it? We used to meet at 7:30, and one day we were talking with our attorney who just mentioned that 6:30 would be easier. Everybody liked the idea. 7 o'clock would be easier. Does 6:30 work for everybody?
I see a head shaking in the audience.
It works for me.
It works for me.
I can do it.
That'd be great.
Do we want to accept some public comment on it before we make that decision?
Anybody out there have an issue with it?
Hi, Lana from Drive. 6:30 is just really hard with like dance, getting kids to and from dance, and you know, hoping that my husband gets here home at a reasonable hour since he drives from the city. You know, considering this afternoon I asked my daughter if she wanted to come with me again, and she said no. So it would just mean that I either have to bring kids or I won't be able to attend meetings. So 6:30 is hard. Thanks.
Bill Glacier, 35 Pinehurst. I actually think it's a bit early, too, in the interest of having public attend, people getting from work and getting here on time. Unless there's a compelling reason for the council to do it, I would say I wouldn't.
Madam Press, maybe? What do you think?
It's hard. No, for commuters especially, it would hurt the public.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's leave it.
Yeah. It's only 30 minutes, really.
All right.
Okay. We'll stay.
I would prefer it, but they have a point.
All right. With the exception, then, of the time change, does anybody have any issues or comments?
Do we have a meeting on February 14th? I know it's not like a major holiday, but... Well, God forbid something major happened. Oh, wait a minute.
No. My wife is back. That's her wedding anniversary.
Oh,
I'm fine with moving that particular...
That's the only one I had.
Why don't we pick a new date for it? We'll approve everything with the idea that we'll...
So let's
we could do the 7th, but just leave it at work,
or... Oh, because that's Valentine's Day.
I know, it's a major holiday.
I'm like, what's the 14th?
Top white fringes.
My wife will be in England, so I don't care when we have it.
So let's remove the 14th from the calendar for now in the motion, and so I'll move the consent agenda with the exception of the meeting on February the 14th, times for the meetings during the year to remain at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Brian is the best parliamentarian, if you didn't notice. Now we have individual resolutions, which we'll have to go by title. So, Resolution 14-18 is appointing a municipal prosecutor. Kathy Erickson is appointed for a second year, or maybe third year at this point. She's been on for a bit. So, does an excellent job. I'll make the motion to accept that.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Next one is transferring funds. In the last few months of the year and the first few months of a new year, we're allowed to move money around a little bit to make sure every line item is adequately funded. So there's a few transfers here, which is very typical. And any concerns, questions?
All minor.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Wait, Councilwoman Switzer?
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Council President
McTiernan?
Yes. Yes. Resolution 16-18 is the 2018 temporary budget. That keeps us going until we actually put a real budget together, which is making good progress under Jesse's tutelage. And again, any concerns or questions?
I
move. I'll second. Another roll call.
Councilwoman
Switley.
Yes.
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 Resolution 17-18 is hiring Anthony Roberts as a public works employee. We had a retirement last year late. Jesse and Jay have interviewed a good number of people, and I guess this means Jesse would like to, and Jay would like to hire this gentleman.
He's a good man.
And this person's going to be a laborer. And
yep.
We're still looking for a mechanic.
Correct.
Or
We've had a couple more interviews, and we're just not getting anybody. So we're still looking.
All right.
But, yeah, this guy's very good. He's got a license, pesticides, CDL, and all that. So he'll be a good addition.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Another roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution 18-18 is designating the Clinton First Aid and Rescue Squad as the primary EMS and rescue responder for the township. And any questions or concerns about that?
Do you want to just briefly explain the minor changes that we're talking about here?
It's basically High Bridge and next White House. Yeah. Very small parts of the territory. And Clinton now is staffed and able and equipment-wise to provide more all the coverage that they were filling holes. They were stopgap.
And they're already providing daytime
coverage. And they're already providing daytime coverage. So now with you can cover everything, and it's better to have one unit, one focus. So they do a good job. So he could look good for all their folks.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski.
Yes.
Councilman Miller.
Yes.
Council President Terrence.
Abstain.
Yes. Resolution 19-18 is a resolution for the renewal of our membership in the Somerset County Joint Insurance Fund, aka the JIF. And Jesse, I understand you've negotiated a,
yes,
a better deal for us.
A little over $30,000 a year for the 3-year term. So it's good. Money in the bank.
Amen.
We need it. Yeah, it's good.
Any questions or concerns from council?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilwoman Switzer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilman Malloy?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. Resolution 20-18, designating commissioner and alternate commissioner for the Somerset County Joint Insurance Fund for 2008. And Carla, our clerk, and Tom Sylvia will be the commissioner and the alternate commissioner. Questions, concerns?
None. I'll move the resolution.
I'll second it.
Councilwoman Switley?
Yes.
Councilman
Kaczynski? Yes.
Councilman Malloy?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. Last resolution is appointing members to the Township Local Emergency Management Council. The LAMC is a portion, a mandated portion of our OEM capability, and this is really the same cast of characters from last year. Representing Annandale Hose, the police department, Clinton First Aid and Rescue, and good folks to have on hand when we have an emergency. There's a statutory, I guess it's a once-a-year meeting of this organization to put together
yes.
plans and,
review, look at review plans and contact information, mm-hmm. things like that.
Okay. Questions?
So motion.
Second. And
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Councilman Katsunowski?
Yes.
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 Yes. And the final item, let me make sure of that. Always pays to look at the agenda. The final action item is the introduction of the ordinance, ordinance number 1108-18, calendar year 2018, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget cost of living allowance and to establish a cap bank when the COLA is less than 2.0% per NJSA 40A:4-15.14, 45:14. Discussion?
This is an annual.
It's an annual. We do it in case you need it. We may or may not need it. We don't know yet. We're still going through the budget process, but it's very routine.
I will move introduction of the ordinance.
Second.
Amy?
Amy.
My cousin.
Councilwoman Swindle?
Yes.
Councilwoman Katsunowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Millett?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Yes.
Yes. Thank you all. So we are finished with the reorganization business, and we're up to a single public comment session. So if any members of the public have comments, please come forward.
Good evening, Nick Corcadillis, 73 Old Mountain Road. I am a former mayor of Clinton Township. I served for 3 years, 2006, 7, and 8. I've been an activist in Clinton Township for over 20 years. I led a citizens group of over 3,600 people called the Clinton Township Community Coalition for a long time. That group petitioned this council many years ago to stop the legendary Windy Acres Project. The Windy Acres Project, which is probably the biggest nightmare Clinton Township has ever faced, was the result of a series of settlement agreements with developers, virtually exactly the same as what you signed on December 13th. In the Clinton Township newsletter, which came out beginning of January, very end of December, weeks after you signed this agreement, actually, I think I counted 43 seconds that it took you on December 13th, after coming out of an executive session behind closed doors, to pass a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign a settlement agreement with the Fair Share Housing Center. It sounded on the recording like a reporter asked for a copy of the settlement and was told, I believe, by the township attorney, we don't have any extras tonight. This 19-page agreement is probably the most staggering obligation Clinton Township has created for itself. We didn't have a copy to hand out to anybody. Perhaps that's not a surprise because you didn't have any kind of public presentation. There was no explanation to the public about what you were about to do. In the Township newsletter, after it all happened, Mayor Higgins wrote a half-page statement, which interestingly says at one point about the oppressive affordable housing obligation that has been placed on towns across New Jersey. Mayor Higgins said, our township joined with several hundred other municipalities in a legal effort to ensure that the magnitude of this obligation made sense in the real world and was apportioned fairly. That is untrue. Our township did not join with several hundred other municipalities. Clinton Township, while I was mayor, hired Stuart Koenig, who was arguably the leading COA strategist in the state of New Jersey. Stuart and I,
Mr. Corcadillis, first of all, I don't enjoy being called a liar.
I didn't call you a liar, sir.
You did. You said it was untrue that we had joined a large coalition.
It is untrue.
It is not untrue.
More than
250 towns, we've subscribed to it. We've cut them more than a few checks to defend us twice in front of the Supreme Court.
I was the mayor while we did it, sir.
No, no. Well, you really are out of date, Nick.
I'm out of date?
This is, yeah, 2015, since I became mayor, we joined that coalition. Get your dates right. More than 250 towns are in it. We've cut multiple checks. We defended our township in multiple actions through that coalition.
We sent our planning board attorney, John Drill, to argue before the state Supreme Court.
While I was mayor, we led 20 other towns in a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey.
What has that got to do with the coalition you just called bogus? What has... Don't try to distract it or tilt off sideways, my friend.
I did not call it bogus. The way I read this is a definition of the group that we formed.
We formed.
We formed back in 2007 to sue.
Apparently you're wrong.
It has nothing to do with your group.
Pardon me. This is how it's written. This is how I read it. It does not say currently. It sounded like an historical statement. So pardon me for misunderstanding what you wrote, sir. You said during the past spring and summer, our professionals considered proposals and interviewed those developers that expressed interest in building affordable housing in the township. Our professionals considered proposals. Was there a township committee of citizens and other people to review these proposals?
There were two township committees, Township Council and Township Planning Board, and our professionals.
What's there other than appointed members of standing bodies?
Appointed members of standing bodies, a significant number of people that know the circumstances and the rules and the regulations and what can be done and can't be done. Thank you.
You made a statement at the county back in back earlier this year, something to the effect that what you actually said was, and I'll quote, "I don't know very many people in the township that have enough knowledge of our land use ordinances to provide any meaningful criticism or meaningful suggestions on how to improve them." Mm-hmm. That's what you said about our residents.
That's correct.
It's Pat. You believe that's true?
I do.
We don't have residents who meaningfully understand our land use, other than you and...
Not in the context it was offered when we were signing up for some work with the county that you've carefully mischaracterized in several instances.
I didn't mischaracterize anything. The proposals were then discussed with council and the planning board in executive session. Settlement negotiations then began with the Fair Share Housing Center. When did you present the settlement agreement to the public in any meaningful detail prior to taking action on December 13th? You didn't. Okay.
Mr. Corcadillos, it's now 5 minutes. We usually have an informal 5 minute discussion period.
Mayor,
appreciate
you
it.
Did not give the public an opportunity to discuss, ask questions, or hear the details of a staggering settlement agreement you signed with a private entity, not a state agency or a state authority. You bound us. You provided no meaningful detail at any time about the details of this agreement, other than what you suddenly published online after the agreement was signed. I think it's important for the public to understand what this agreement says. I've got a copy of it right here, and I intend to discuss it.
It's posted on our website, Mr.
Corcadillos. And I intend to discuss it, sir.
If you
this agreement,
you need to finish quickly, Mr. Corcadillos. It'll be a repeat of the board. Yes.
I want to inform you that if you are going to restrict my freedom to speak during public comment and discriminate between my content that I'm speaking and other people who have sat here and spoken for half an hour or 45 minutes, that's a violation of the First Amendment, sir.
I don't think so, Nick.
Oh, I'd absolutely.
You've been here more than a few times. After 15 or 20 minutes, I've said it's time to bring this to a conclusion.
This agreement binds the township to build.
You got about 4 minutes.
790 new housing units in Clinton Township. 790 new units, including market and affordable housing. It binds future and mayors and councils to the same kinds of obligations that caused the Windy Acres mess for two decades. For the last decade, New Jersey towns have focused on building their own affordable housing rather than letting private developers do it for us by giving them high-density zoning so they can slam us with hundreds or thousands of market units. This deal sets us back 10 years. To get 134 housing units for affordable housing, this deal rewards private developers with 417 new market units. Much of this housing will be 10 to 13 units per acre. 685 of these units have not even been designed or costed out. This settlement binds Clinton Township to do whatever is necessary to build 790 new units, including bonding without limit, and suing our neighbor towns. You're smiling. You want to gavel me?
I'm getting close.
You find this amusing? I don't find it amusing.
I'm getting very close, Nick.
This settlement agreement specifically states that the township agrees to use litigation against our neighbor towns to obtain sewer and water supply.
Mayor, I need to cut in, just because
this is my public comment.
It is Mr. Corcadillo's, but that's not what the agreement states. I just want to make clear, the township,
Ms. Waterbury,
has no obligation to litigate under this agreement.
Saying, however, since the mayor and the council have opted not to present the settlement to the public, you're free to do that when I'm done. I'm presenting my reading of it. If you want to explain that I'm wrong.
Actually, we don't have to sit here and listen to your misinterpretations.
You don't have to sit there and listen to my misinterpretations.
Your misinterpretations.
This is public comment, sir. Well, public comment is guaranteed in New Jersey law.
And if you make a public comment, then we're entitled to give you a response back that corrects the record and keeps the information accurate.
Fair enough. This agreement in sections 10 and 11 obligates Clinton Township to use litigation to obtain water and sewer for these projects. It specifically holds out the Reddington-Lebanon Sewer Authority, Reddington, Lebanon, Clinton.
Should we correct them now or later?
Later.
Okay.
It specifies again and again that the township will use municipal funds to complete these projects, which have not even been costed out, if we can't get them built. This means unanticipated, out-of-control bonding. The biggest joke in this, I give you a lot of credit for this one, the Fair Share Housing Center is a sworn enemy of 566 municipalities in the state of New Jersey. They've sued more towns than anybody. They've threatened to sue us. And yet, in section 24 of this agreement, it states, the township agrees to make a $30,000 donation to the Fair Share Housing Center to be used for the advancement of affordable housing. We're making a $30,000 donation to an organization that threatens every town in the state of New Jersey. Nice work. You are setting us back 20 years. This agreement will lead to untold litigation. It is so similar to the agreements that we spent 20 years fighting. Mr. Kuchinowski, you're new to this council. I cut you a little bit of slack. I don't think you know the history. I encourage you to go online, go to the library.
That's very generous.
You think it's funny? This is a great council.
Go ahead. And then I was just going to suggest that members of the public who wish to get an accurate history of the current litigation that we're settling, because the gentleman just misrepresented it, I think is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
There is a frequently asked questions document.
We'll see you in court in February. Good luck. I wish my neighbors really good luck. Bye, buddy.
There is a frequently asked questions document posted on the township website, which explains how we ended up where we are and why we have agreed to this settlement. And as Mr. Corcadillas just mentioned, February, what date is the hearing?
The 12th.
That's what I was just trying to find.
I
want to say mid-February, but I don't recall the exact date. No,
but
the 14th is a holiday. I'm sorry.
That is also posted on the township website, I believe. So
yeah, just if you go to government, there's a pick just below mayor and council that says affordable housing. It has all the documents. The short one that was in the review that was mischaracterized by the ex-expert. The long FAQ document, which goes through the history of affordable housing in the state, as well as Clinton Township, and all the pertinent facts associated with the various projects in the settlement, and then the actual meeting notice for the fairness hearing, which is in front of Judge Miller in Somerset. It's a Monday morning. I wish I could remember the date, but the date's in the order. And if that fairness hearing, if the judge rules that the settlement is fair, then we have a bunch of public meetings and ordinances, zoning adjustments, discussions with Highlands that will be undertaken. When we get to a certain point, there'll be another hearing, a sort of a, what's that called, Trishka?
Well, that's for the compliance plan.
A compliance hearing, about 120 days after the fairness hearing. So there's going to be time for lots of public comment.
We'd accept public comment here, I think. Anybody sure. has a concern or a question?
If I may just, first off, with respect to the fairness hearing, the whole purpose is for any objectors to the plan or, you know, anyone else with an interest or comment can go to the public, to the fairness hearing and present those comments and objections to the judge. So, yes, the agreement that has been signed is between the township and Fair Share Housing Center, but it still has to receive the blessing of the court and be confirmed by the court, and that's the whole purpose of the fairness hearing. So there, that is really, I think, the public absolutely should address the council with its questions and concerns, mm-hmm. but you also have a bite at the apple at the fairness hearing, and I want to make sure that everybody knows and understands that.
And instructions for the fairness hearing are posted on the website, and I believe if you want to appear at the fairness hearing, you might have to...
I don't know the details, so that's very good point.
Advise the court that you wish to make...
Yeah, I think that's a very... I'm glad you brought that up. And the other thing, I started to correct it, and... But just to reiterate, there is no obligation in this agreement that the township sue anyone. And quite frankly, I would not allow the township to sign an agreement as your attorney that obligates you to litigate. The town is obligated to take reasonable efforts to obtain water and sewer capacity for Windy Acres, and then the agreement goes on at length as to all of the alternatives if that capacity cannot be obtained. It does identify litigation as one alternative in terms of those reasonable efforts, and, you know, frankly, lawyers like to engage in overkill. But there's no obligation to litigate. It's called out as an option, but that's all it is. It's an option. So I did want to make that point.
Okay. Would anybody else from the public like to be polled?
Lori Knighting, 46 Old Mountain Road. I'm the chair of the Environmental Commission, and I understand that this settlement was done behind closed doors and with other professionals, but the Environmental Commission was not asked for any opinion whatsoever. Mm-hmm. One of the issues I have with the Headley Farms is from 2004 comments that I had made when the planning board went through, and there's a lot of environmentally sensitive area there. And that was only for 21 houses. My understanding is that there's going to be a considerably higher number than that, and there are a lot of environmental issues that need to be addressed. And I would hope that the council and the planning board will consult us as they should, and as what is our objective.
Okay. And I think it's fair to say that notwithstanding this settlement, that each individual development will have to, especially the inclusionary ones, will have to go through the normal planning board process.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So it would receive that same scrutiny, and the in particular that site, which when I was on the Historic Commission, I had an interest in as well, because there was an old historic home that was mm-hmm. unfortunately not, we weren't able to save it from being demolished, but a lot of infrastructure has already been put down in that property to pave the way for that 21-home development that had been planned.
Right.
So
there's a big difference between 21
agreed.
Homes and the several hundred
agreed.
Under my understanding, especially with a C1 stream right there. And the original EIS was deficient in,
okay.
in many, many, many ways.
But yes, I would expect that would be right. bounced back to the.
I want to express my disappointment
Commission.
That we weren't included, and that perhaps some of other properties that were less environmentally sensitive could have been included, as opposed to ones that are very environmentally sensitive. So, all right, that's all. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. We will have a short executive session, as you note in the agenda, so we won't read it.
What?
Nope, remember it's on the agenda. Okay. Fair enough. So. I don't think there will be action taken at the close of the session, and it ought to be short. 10, 15 minutes would be my best estimate. So if I could have you exit the room so we could do this, I'd appreciate
a motion.
Need a motion.
Oh, okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to go into.
He made the motion to adjourn into executive session.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's confusing.
I knew what he meant.
I thought we had to return and then make a motion to go into session.
All right.
Uh oh.
Say that again.
There's a
7:49. We've come out of executive session. We're back in open session.
Normally, I would say that time to adjourn, because that's how it is on the agenda. But there have been some members of the public come back in. Do we want to have one last round of public comment?
Sure. If there's any. Would please anybody to make some comments? You're more than welcome to. I'll be nice.
All right. No? Maybe that bearded gentleman in the back.
I'm not sure I can forgive him for getting me elected. He's the one that spent his vacation, and I don't know, Lord, how many days knocking on doors. So thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
Did you take any action?
Nope. You're up.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstaining or objecting? None. Thank you.
Yeah, no, but somebody had a